page on Kuf Chaf Hey in that book. You get it? All right, awesome. So this is actually a part of the parsha which we usually miss. It's enigmatic. There's lots of big things happening in the parsha. If you want to just if you want to flip it open, I got put out a couple of small chumashim over here. If you want to see it in Chukas, so over here on page 838, you see the big stuff. Paraduma is the first thing. Miriam and Aaron die both in this week. Moshe hits the rock. It's like all the heavy stuff are happening. And then on page 850 is where it starts in Shishi. In the right in the middle, it says the Jews are traveling. They get to the borders between Moab and the Amori, and all of a sudden they start singing.
And this jumps 38 years, right?
Right. This is the end. This is the end of the 40 years.
This jumps.
Really at the end, right? So and they start singing, it sounds like a paean to the bear. This is really ode to the bear. So and it goes on. They dug it. It seems to have absolutely no relevance. So there are midrashim about this. Rashi follows the medrash when we learn the parsha this way, usually Rashi follows the medrash. The medrash says that the Amorites were standing in these caves on one side of this gorge, and they were planning to throw all kinds of things down at the Jewish people,
ambush.
Right? And then the mountains on the two sides came together, crushed them, all the outcroppings of stone on one side pushed into those caves where they're standing, killed them, and their everything, their guts and gore and blood all dripped down the mountain into the river and into the Be'er. The Be'er took those bodies and showed it to the Jewish people. It was a miracle that they wouldn't have known it. But that's not. I'm saying the simple pshat is you have no way to read this. What is it doing here and now? So this is. Let's see what the Shlonim Rebbe wants to do for us over here. Okay. Oz Yashir Yisrael Es Hashira Hazos Ali Be'er Anu La. Then the Jews sang the Shira, this praise, Ale Be'er, which is just sounded like on the Be'er, on the well, Anula. Now Anula is a very strange phrase. It usually means to respond. We have the same thing by the Shir Shayam. It just means and there's something that beckoned a response. Be'er Chafaru Hasarim. These are also all words from the Pasuk. It is a well that was dug by the princes. Karua Nedive Am. It was carved out by the people that the
fancy people.
Yeah, a nadiv is usually somebody who benefits
donors.
Right, a philanthropist or something like that. Somebody who's large of heart. B'mechokek b'mashan osam, those who carve out, usually talking about law, people do the chukim, the judges, b'mashan osam, no problem, with their mishan is usually a walking staff.
Right.
It's like a very strange, it doesn't talk about you know, usually when we talk about mechokek, it's usually somebody who has a rod, somebody who sets down laws. And here's talking about them with their walking staffs, things they lean on. Mish'an is something to lean on. Umimibar matana. And from the desert, a gift. Very interesting. Okay, Baruch Arachayim. Says Baruch Arachayim. Baruch Arachayim HaKadosh. Mark, she has some questions. I'll in a Shira, on this topic of Shira. Tzorach Ledas. You have to know. Shira zu matiba. What is its nature? Gam lama lo amu shira al haman. What this? All of a sudden, they're singing for the bear, but the man didn't say a word. Kamosha amu shira al bear, like they did over here for the water. Gam kala parsha tzicha bear. The whole thing is ununderstandable. He goes through the different words. What's going on? V'ayin sham. Look over there in the Arachayim, and in my prep, that's what I did. I went through the Arachayim over there. Shem evaru the shira zu al haTorah amra. It has nothing to do with bear mirror. Conceptually, maybe, but. What we're really going for is it's all about the Torah. Ubezeh gam kein lo nikra tagar al hador hahu lama loy shoyveru shira chadasha kishinit lehem Torah marasha asher lo na'ava tehila. I'm going to translate. Ubezeh gam kein lo nikra tagar. That's why there isn't any criticism lodged against the generation. Lo nikra tagar al hador hahu. There's no complaint. Lama loy shoyveru shira chadasha. Why didn't the Jews burst out into song kishinit lehem Torah? Great question, right? They sang by the Kriyas Yamsuf, they get the Torah, and silence. Right? We talk about them not wanting any more laws. They're afraid. That's what they
were too scared.
Right? they're frightened.
They had died, and they were brought back to life.
They're in shock.
They were still in
stunned,
shock.
Right? Stunned. So, but the Neshama should be singing. Something happened. The whole world changed.
Also, the Torah represents the other side is responsibility.
Right. So it has a heavy side. Yeah. It has a very heavy side. That's what we were also saying. The other was scared or the shock, whatever it is. But he says it is something that we should be criticizing about them. Right? Kishinilam Torah, Marash Asher Allah Nava Tehila. The inheritance that is the most praiseworthy thing in the world. We got Torah. We sing. You know what? The biggest question is we sing about Torah all year round. We sing about Torah on Shabbos. We sing about Torah on Simchas Torah. We always sing about Torah. And now, you see, there's such a brilliant thing. And when we got it, we didn't say a word. They should have at least had the song. Okay, what's a good song that you'd sing for Torah? You know, like Torah Hashem Tamina, Torah Sivilanu, Torah Hashem Tamim. All these, you know, there's plenty of good songs about Torah. So, but they're silent. Kivade zos hashira Torah. This is it. Shnikris be'er mayim. It's considered a wellspring of water. Lefisha Torah nimshal es l'mayim. Because like the Gemara also says in Tainus that the Torah is like water, which is. Just for me, and I'm saying I love the conceptual stuff. Like if we talk about the things which are most common in the world, really are the most precious. Like what we're used to is in the world, whatever's less common costs more money. Gold, okay, it's hard to find, so it's going to cost a lot of money. But we all know that's really most precious in this very essence is what God gives us most of. What's one thing you can't live without first? Air, right? It's everywhere. Water. It's also like what percent, 90%, 70% of the earth? What's the percentage of the earth? Right, 70%, and of the human body, also similar percentage, right? Something. So it's everywhere. The things we can't with is everywhere. The Torah is exactly like that. The Torah is in the Mishnah Slamayim, and there's many parallels. Maim Chaim, that's right. Va'amru. Okay, so this is what it's about. It's compared to water. Va'amru. Now he goes through a little bit through the Shira and explains how this Shira, how it talks about the different facets of Torah. Va'amru. Ali be'er. What does it mean? Ali be'er. Ayin lamed usually means what's al? Up. Aliyah. So he says, Lashon aliyah. Elevated. Ki lo al be'er shelamata heim omrim. They're not talking about the physical be'er. Ela al be'er ali, pirish elyon, the higher level, the almost like a celestial, something in the otherworldly be'er. Val derech zeh, which is also interesting, that's what we drink from. You drink from this be'er from a different world. Right, that's what we're doing when we're learning Torah. We're drinking from a be'er, which makes you otherworldly, Doc. You ready? Getting otherworldly? Here it goes. V'alderech zeh mefarish umro. And on that, in that same vein, he explains that when it says, chafru hasarim, that the prince's dogit, dekoy ala tzadikim, that's referring, who are the diggers? These sarim, who are they? The tzadikim, harishonim, ha'avos ha'kadoshim, avam yitzchak, yakob shehob, madrei gedolu, they're on their high level, which is something interesting. What does Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, what do they have to do with Torah? What do they have to do with Torah?
Medrash tells us they did mitzvahs. We don't know if they did all the Yagra.
But would you say that they dug the wells for us to drink Torah from?
They set the foundation for
us. They observed the entire Torah, called Torah Kula.
So they did observe it. Maybe they found it in the world. Like we talk about the ten Dibros, parallel the 10 mamers that the world is created on, right? Took 10 mamers to create the world, 10 divers. Hashem hid the Torah actually in the world, and Avraham found it. But he says, this is it. They dug the well. They dug this for us. They laid the foundation. That's right. In themselves. Right. They dug in themselves, and they bequeathed that to us. We all, you know, there's a Torah talking about how we're all little pieces of Adam Rishon, all the pieces of Avraham, you know, we are. Our souls, the cumulative soul is Avraham's soul.
Monotheism to a door
that was totally right. Really, a real rebellion, revolution. Right. Awesome. Okay. Besod. So they these are the ones who dug it. Besod. Va'even gedola apia be'er. Oh, they're talking about Yaakov. Va'even gedola, the great stone apia ha'be'er. There was on this right. There's on this well when he met Rivka. Va'yagelas ha'aven. He rolled it off. Vayashka Setzon, and he gave and he watered all the sheep. From that moment, Torah is ready to be given to the Jews. What does that mean? What does that mean, Doc? It's a hard concept.
He's allowing access to the source.
Yeah, we're the Tzon. All of a sudden, sounds like
life giving water.
Right, but like Yaakov just rolling it off. Right, it seems like such a mundane story. We have no clue what's hidden in there. He rolls off this heavy stone. It was there always. That's also something.
It sounds like a Greek
epic. Right? Right. Yeah. Well, no, they had to come from somewhere. Come on. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Well, Moshe did the same thing with Zipporah, didn't he?
So it says the shepherds the shepherds were bothering all the girls, and he chased them away. But we here we're talking about that there's water there and it was inaccessible. And he what he did is he took the stone and he rolled it off, giving right. But you're right that we have that. So it's always similar. It's funny. I don't know if you like these kind of jokes. There was one of us. She was in the mirror. He said he was an Israeli, and he said, "Why is it that all the Americans go?" And he started from the other direction. He said, "We see that we said that Yitzchak found his Basheret. He found his Zivug by a bear, right?" We had Rachel coming out, and she watered the camels. The same thing with Yaakov, the same thing, and Moshe, the same thing. Always by the water. He said that's why all the American boys go to Lakewood.
They go where?
Lakewood.
Oh,
come on, to find their shidduch. Okay, fine. Okay, sorry. That was that. That's his. Okay, anyhow. Right. So, but he says that's what was going on. There's something changing in the entire world. The next time I read that parsha, I know I'm gonna get shivers because there's something changing in the child world. Yaakov rolls the stone off of the be'er, that all of a sudden the Torah can come to the world. Then the Jews could have got it. But it still wasn't at the concept. They can actually drink it. Ad shekru nedivi am, until the next words in the be'er in this song, until it was carved out by the nedivi am, these beneficent people. Moshe is the nedivi am. V'hamekablim mimenu acharav, and the people in that chain of Mesora. If you only have a Torah Shebichtav, which is what Yaakov gave us, without the Torah Shebichtav, which is what Moshe got from Har Sinai, from Hashem, the oral tradition, you can't drink. It's deadly. Right? It doesn't help us. That's what explains the continuation of the words. And we found the same thing in the Torah. They say the same thing. Here it is. This is Gemara Nedarim. K'mosha Amru Nedarim. Midbar Matana. These are the words, also the last words that we hear in the Shira. Kivan on the top of the second column. Kivan Shuasua Adam Shaosa Adam is Atzma Kimidbar. Once a person turns himself into a desert, Shuhu Mufgar Lako, which he is completely open and hefker, really ownerless. To everybody, when you get to that point, Torah nitne lo b'matana. Then Torah is given to him as a gift. Unbelievable.
It comes that easily.
We know some people, like you see. Okay, listen, you're a Chabad school. You see this a lot in Chabad. They lots of times you have to find the right shliach. But lots of times you have a shliach who you see he's just completely given over to the people. Doesn't make a difference how low the person is, how beaten up the person is. Completely. You have teachers in the community who you see just everything. I think about Nassim Tzvi Finkel. There was nothing. There's not a bit of his life which wasn't owned by the community. And he got the Torah as a matana. He could give shirim. Unbelievable. He prepared 10 shir kolis in one day. He would go and be in his manam. He'd sit all day with Chaim Kamil. He'd go down to the south. In the Durum, he'd go out to the mamash. He'd go out to the desert. And he'd sit there and he'd prepare in 10 days. He'd unbelievable shirim. That's the Chazal tell us in the Durum. That's right. That's right. Pride. That's right.
Academy.
That's right. You tell him. Somebody's telling me, who did I learn? I was learning with Leonard. Larry Leonard. You know Larry Leonard? You guys know Larry Leonard? So he was an academy boy. He said the academy boys, they had a Mashkiach Ruchani when he was in the academy. They had a Mashkiach Ruchani, a Slobodker, Tamil Chacham.
That was what's his name? Rabbi Eugen.
I don't know who he is.
Big
stuff.
He
said that. He said the person was an unbelievable. I have no clue who this person was.
He was a Holocaust survivor.
Right. He
told me
he was broken. He was so broken.
They had broken physically.
Oh, really?
They messed him up. Oh. Couldn't have children.
What he says about, I'm like in shock. Okay, it was a slightly different academy if that was what's going on. Mashkiach Ruchani, you know Mashkiach Ruchani?
Yeah, it's the Yeshua.
It was a whole different world, but unbelievable. Okay, yes, so Chicago boy, you're right. Uberan, and the Ran says, "Hainu shemalamet Torah bechinam." Somebody who doesn't get anything for his teaching of Torah, bechinam lekol rak betoch avasus haTorah, just because he loves Torah so much. I know some young guys over here. I don't know if you guys will say any names, but I know some young guys who just love Torah so much they just want to teach it. That's all they want. Ojam begemar says further. The next words in the shir are umatana nachaliel, and from matana the next words are nachaliel. It's what's nachaliel? V'kivan shinitlo b'matana nachlo keil. Once the Torah is given to him as a gift, he made himself like a midbar. Then he gets the Torah. Then nachlo keil. Shekadosh Baruch Hu nosin lo oto nachla v'yirusha. The Hashem Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu nosin lo osa nachla v'yerusha. God, it sounds like almost he almost bequeaths this the Torah to him, and that's almost like his as an inheritance. And the next words are from nachlio to bamos. What does that mean? And since he gets that, all of a sudden his whole mazel rises, and he hit the spotlights all of a sudden on him. Shaholech v'gadol mazalav medregin medregin medregin. He gets greater and greater. Bamos hagai. Next words from bamos hagai. She'im is gaya. If he's there in the spotlight and he starts to get to his head, azayhu nofu milagami, then he's over. He's talking this emphasis on just like, we have to be here for the Jewish people. Doc, are you here for the Jewish people? Just for the Jewish people. You can't have anything else. Nothing else. V'chein ba'od mekam 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 mekam. It says the same kind of thing in many other places in Chazal. Okay. This is that he goes in Gemara in the Dorm. Yeah, this it goes through that sequence. It sounds like something that would belong in Pirkei Avos, right?
I think there's a
reference. Okay, let's go into this. Isa b'sfam kadosh. What does it mean? And from Midbar, he got this gift. It says in the holy books, lefarish od means usually when he says sfam kadosh, it was referring to sometimes Zoras, lots of times or Chassidish sfam. And interesting why he calls only those a kadosh. But Isa b'sfam kadosh. It says in the holy books, lefarish od shehu al derech ma'amar kasev. This is on a different. It's on a different. He has a different vein, a different way to take it. It says in Tehillim. Mizmor David, where he's got Chabad song. Mizmor David, Bios b'Midbar, a song until of David when he was in the desert, b'Midbar Yehuda, Elokim, Kel Ata Ashachreka, Hashem, to you do I turn or do I look to? Samalacha Nafshi, come on, good Chabad song. Samalacha, come on, you guys are the musicians over here. Okay, sorry. Samalacha Nafshi. So.
Oh.
Here it goes. Some of the my nefesh is thirsty for you, God. Oh. Here he comes. Oh. So come on, sorry, my body, my physical body, it wants you. In the land which is like a heart with hard rocks and it's dried out. We say ayef nowadays means he's tired. There's no water there. Came but kodesh chazisicha. So too in holiness shall I envision you. Hainu, what's this talking about? That's also very strange to him. Hainu shemidbar mora al mi shubechinas eretz tia v'ayef blimaim. Midbar doesn't refer to just somebody who's humble. It's just somebody who's completely wiped out. He feels like he doesn't have any energy anymore. He's eretz tia v'ayef, dried out. Tired, without any water. Chazal, like it says in Chazal in Bereishis Rabba, al pasuk zeh, on this pasuk in Tehillim, kishem shenafshi tzamlocha, just like my soul thirsts for you, God. Kach remach evorim shiyeshbi. Right, it said besari, my flesh, the 248 limbs, tzmeim lecha, they're all thirsty for you. Shekol remach evorim tzmeim mishtokim lelikos. All our bodies really want, even though it's hard to get in touch with it. Is really just to be connected, be in context, be connected to the higher power. This is not just something that's just wanting God, but it's also in the concept of Torah. Like it says in Tanav Eliyahu, also Midrash. She'ein divrei Torah nivla'in b'leiva adam. The Torah does not get swallowed. It doesn't really become connected and become one with a person. Except for somebody who really wants it. How bad do you want it? How bad? You have to want it so bad. Had to believe had some in the heart which is thirsting, mishtokically to Torah, and is so thirsty for Torah. Now, just before we flip those pages, we might have spoken about this before, and this is a common theme, especially when learning Chassidus. Please don't answer to me. But when's the last time like you just turned to God and said, "I just want Torah, God. I just want to know what you want in the world. I want you to know what exactly you want me to do. I just when I learn the words, I just want to connect. I want to find myself in it." Does it hurt? Okay. Vizel Umro. If it does, then you're in. And it's going to come. Vizel Umro. This is what it says. Midbar Matana. And from the Midbar, you get your gift. Doc. Shad Sama. Umishtoke Klutara. Somebody really wants it. Kamo Be'eretz Tzia Blimaim. Somebody who's just this all worn out. Nothing left. All he's just thirsting. It's like as if you're in a desert thirsting for water. He's going to get it. It's going to come right into his heart. And you can say, these two concepts which he said so far, what is a midbar? Well, somebody who's completely humble. And the other one is somebody who has such a thirst for Torah. Of this concept of midbar, you get a matana. They fall out into two different types of people, two categories. Who are the two categories? Somebody's involved in teaching Torah. He works in Torah and he's involved in teaching Torah. That kind of person, he's got to be like Hefker. Hefker lekol. He's got to be just everybody's. He has no life. Everything's just owned by the community. The one who's really thirsty, he doesn't have any, and he's like almost the student. He doesn't have Torah, which is compared to water. How does he have to act? He has to be like so thirsty. So they have to meet each other in that way. The person,
he's got
to
soak it up.
He's got to have a thirst for it. He has to have a crazy thirst for it. So the one who is giving it, he has to have like zero gaive, he has to be just to give. And the one who wants it, he has to be running to it like he sees a mirage in the desert that he's just gasping, climbing over the mountains just to get there. We come around on Kaddish from Kuvrin, like the Rebbe from Kuvrin said. There's also a Litvish word. Ready for a Litvish word here? What's the worst thing in the world? I think they said this with Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz. Maybe it was the Alter of Slavotka. What's the worst thing in the world? He said he has patience for everybody except for one person. And it's going to be the same word he says here. Shagru b'yos, the worst thing in the world. Kesha Yehudi mashlim imatzavu. When a person thinks he's okay. I'm fine. I'm okay. Yeah. The way that I think Rabbi Yerucham said it is the guy who said is I'm a finished mensch. I'm done. I'm okay. I don't need anything. I don't have a shtug. I don't want to grow. It's not burning inside of me. And when I dive in, it's just, okay, yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. My learning, everything's okay. He's not searching. The guy's just shalim with his matzav. He's just okay with his situation. He stays the same. That's the worst thing in the world, is to stay the same. This kind of work, the person makes himself in the midbar, and he realizes without any water, that he wakes up, I need more. Through that, he pulls on himself this, he gets the answer to this one. Just by wanting. Do you believe in the power of wanting? You have to believe in the power of wanting. Like it says in the Zohar, this spirit awakening from above. It depends on how much you want it. How much you want it, that's how much you're going to get from Shemayim. This midah of thirst from a Jew, that's how he gets his higher inspiration. I'm going to see you, I'm going to envision you in holiness. Okay, we got Torah. Two concepts in Torah. People who teach and people who are learning. Same thing in Shabbos, he says. You can have these same two situations. You have one guy. I don't know. Sometimes you see it, these guys who are on fire when Shabbos comes in. They look like a different person. You see it sometimes. They look like a different person. They're shining. Ashrei Chalko. It's like even the Rebbe over here says. You're like, whoever the guy is. I love him. He's great. Even if he doesn't, the Kol HaPachos, at the very least, the Kol HaPachos, He should want to feel Shabbos. That's another one, a good one. Come in Friday night. And Shabbos is Shabbos. They sing the young Israel, Mizmor LeDavid, and da, da, da. In your Shemona Esther, you say, God, I want to feel your Shabbos. I want to sit down with my Kiddush. I want to dance. Doc, I'm going to ask you an embarrassing question. Did you ever dance when you said Kiddush?
Kiddush?
Yeah.
Dancing
with Chodori. Oh, the Chodori. Okay, next time we make Kiddush together, we're going to dance. Deal?
Without okay. Spilling your wine.
Okay, we'll have plenty of wine to spill.
Good.
Like, says by Matzah Shabbos, the person is supposed to let the bracha just flow, right? That's why you overspill. If you have to do it on Matzah Shabbos, for sure you do it on Shabbos. Kumad Isa b'zemer, ka echsef. Oh, there's a slonim and nigun. Ka echsef. Karliner. Karliner and nigun. Kumad Isa b'zemer, ka echsef. God, I'm a kisuf is our deep, deep want. God, I just want to be in touch. Ka'al Tara got a fikin mayim, like this ayal, it's a female deer, whose Tara got a fikin mayim. It's the same concept of thirsting for these springs of water. Kain nafsham. So the Jewish soul, Tara galecha, has a thirst for you. Got the kaba noam Shabbos to get the ne'imos of Shabbos, the sweetness, the beauty of Shabbos. Shekamidus at sema'on. According to how much you want it, Shema'or ben nafsha, that you wake yourself up. It's all dependent on you. It's how much you do. It's not that a person has, a person doesn't have. If you want it, you think about it, you meditate on it, and you daven for it, it's going to happen. Kein nos din levantoni, you get a gift. Minish shemayim. Shekem kodesh chasasicha. I'm going to see you in holiness. Unbelievable. So he says that just like in Torah, Sinti and Shabbos, there's a story. I don't know if you guys, and we hear about the book. There's a great book if you're into like these chinuch stories. There's a great book of Shlomo Freifeld. He's a Shiva of Shar Yashuv. So he had one question on his fahir. Somebody comes to yeshiva, wants to get into yeshiva. So his one question was, do you want to learn? That's it. If you want to learn, you're in. If you, sorry, it's not the place for you. If you want to learn, one bacher comes in and he says, do you want to learn? The guy says, no. But I want to learn. I want to learn. Gives me shivers. We have to want, at least want to want Shabbos. We have to want Shabbos. Okay, Bahine. Alpia Amor, according to what we said so far, Esa Shira Ali, Be'er Amu Yisrael Ad Torah. According to this concept that we said, this whole Shira is really about Torah. Yesh Lahair. We can bring up a point. Madua Amu Esa Shira Rak Besofar Abayim Shana Velo Im Nisinasa. Why did they wait the whole 40 years? Why did we wait the whole 40 years? What happened to when they first got it? Yesh Lomar, Shu Kamay Makasa. This is like it says in Devarim. Velo Nasan Hashem Lechem Lev Ledat Ve'enayim Lir'ot. God didn't give you a heart to understand, or eyes to really see it, or ears to really hear it, till today. The whole 40 years, they didn't really understand what they had. It was unbelievable because it says they learned day and night. That's what they did. They said they stayed 19 years in one spot. All they did was learn Torah and then just try to understand Torah. They still didn't get it for 40 years. What does that mean? He says exactly this is what Chazal tells us. Ein adam omed al dat rabo ad 40 shana. A person doesn't understand what his Rebbe really wanted until 40 years later. What does that mean? It means half of a lifetime it takes for a person to just think. Life itself is experience. The Gemara says that I think Abaye used to stand up for non-Jewish people who are elderly. Karma harpatka'i, that's a modern Hebrew word. You ever want to know what comes from? It comes from Gemara. Harpatka'a, does anyone know what a harpatka'a is?
Yeah, letting off steam.
No.
Having fun.
Harpatka'a, almost getting there. It's an adventure. It's an adventure. How many adventures these guys have gone through in their lives? Just the experience of life gives a person an understanding. Listen, I have some gray hairs, but I'm still a spring chicken, more or less, right? You guys have your life experience. It gives you an understanding. You guys can understand a lot more about Torah than I can.
That's why you're not supposed to learn Kabbalah until you're 40.
I hate that line. I don't like that line at all. Right. No. But
it's all right.
I thought it was instituted after Shabtai Tzvi. Shabtai Tzvi was a young, dynamic individual, and he was teaching his Torah, and it really ripped apart the Jewish people. So I think they instituted that afterwards. I have to look at the history on that one, but it says the way that it says most of our say is till a person's belly is full of Gemara and Poskim, which mine isn't anyways. But
with this last sentence, they sort of went through. They had problems all the way through the Midbar. They were machti here. Last week we read about
people
getting
burned.
No, but that was the previous generation. This is 40 years. This is 40 years later. So this is the new generation.
Interesting. You're saying most of the people have died off already.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
These people even
these who were under 20. Yeah, well, they're under 20. They were under 20.
Yeah.
So these people were like from 20 and down. The young generation went through 40 years of whatever they were going through, and only then they understood.
The purification process.
Yeah. The oldest one of them was 59 years old. Interesting.
So this was the new generation?
Yes, this was the new generation.
And many of them hadn't been at Har Sinai. Their neshamas were, but not their physical bodies.
Yeah, anybody, I'm saying.
They also were not in Mitzrayim.
That's right.
Into this pure environment.
Unbelievable. Can you imagine growing up into that? What does that mean? And then it must be terrifying going into Israel at that point. You know how terrifying it is? The only thing you ever knew was a bear, manna, mun, with the clouds, free dry cleaning. Right, that's it, completely corrected.
And no need for bathrooms.
That's right, because exactly, the mun was
no
that
physical.
Whole. It absorbed into your body, spiritual food. Unbelievable. So, but it says it took them these 40 years. And that's why they could only sing at the end of 40 years, which makes sense now that you're like, as everybody's saying, this is a new generation. So it could be that like they didn't have that life experience. When they finally hit the whole thing, they're at that age where they really could understand it. After the 40 years, Hashem gave him a heart to understand. Ears to hear. What is Torah? And to feel given the sweetness, the pleasantness of Torah. Kumashkos Baruch Chaim, HaKadosh, like the Baruch Chaim says in Parsha Kitavo, She'ilu hayu b'nei Adam. Oh, this is a famous line. You have to know this line from the Baruch Chaim. The rest of your life, you have to know this line. She'ilu hayu b'nei Adam yodim et godel mitukut arevut hatorah. People knew how sweet Torah was. Hayu mishtagim. What's mishuga? Crazy. They'd go crazy. Umitlahatim achrer. They were like, and yes, lahat is like to almost be on fire for it. They, if people knew how sweet it was, they wouldn't be able to do anything. They'd be running to it. But Kasha Zachul is there. When they finally got it, then all of a sudden, like they woke up one morning, it was 40 years after Matan Torah. Oz Yashu Yisrael, as Hashem Azuz, they burst out into song. Achash Shikrahei Elam Hasaga B'Kedusha. They had a deep conceptualization of what Torah was. Oz Hayuchanim Lomer Hashem Haroya Al Torah. Then they could say a proper Shir on Torah. V'Yesh Lomer Od. You could say it a step farther. Dina Inyan Shira Hu Bitui. The concept of Shira is an expression, al ma'alat ve'erch hadavar, how valuable the value, the estimation and value of an item. When a person can sing, that means it's that great. In the whole 40 years, amnam lo yhayis li Yisrael ha'oz lo mashira al Torah. The whole 40 years, they didn't have the might to do it. Who can really understand what Torah is? You cannot sing about something if you don't understand it. You can't. When you sing Friday night, when you sing to your wife, Eshet Chayil, you better understand her, right? If you don't understand her, you're in deep trouble. She'll give you over the head, right? Ulevate kimi uchal hasigat. Who can understand Torah? Ulevate et erka b'shira, and to have to give expression to its real qualities in shira. Harekdosh avrucham eretz mida. It's bigger than the world. Chavim min hayam, deeper than the sea. Ulekach lar hehivu. Oz benafsham. They didn't have the chutzpah, the shoras the Torah, to sing the Torah until Rakhle b'sof Rabbi Shalom. We got to 40 years later. Kasha asem haMakadosh Baruch Hu neis ma'be'er kapshuta. When Hashem did some sort of neis with the physical manifestation with the be'er, all of a sudden they understood it. Az ha'islam his damnus lo mashira al Torah. Then they came across his damnut is an opportunity to say shira on the Torah. She'amru shira zu she'pshat devera koy al be'er. He's still saying that the simple explanation really talks about the well. V'akavana pnimis, the inner concept, is a Torah Kedoshim. Because every time we bump into water in our lives, we have to think about Torah. Okay, so this is the first step. If you got a daven, now I think it would be a good time. Yeah, if you're going to Maariv, then now's a good time. What time is it now? What time is that? 40?
It's 33.
Okay, so I'm going to keep on going. Anybody who wants to stay, you're more than welcome to. Okay, great. Okay.
Just gonna get a drink.
No, do you think?
Is it possible also they were singing, the 40 years are up, did they stop dying, maybe?
Yes.
Why they?
Oh, that's interesting. You're saying that the people were in almost, not quite depression, but like, they were down and they couldn't,
they knew
they were dying, or
they knew that the people, you know,
every year,
to sleep,
right? They didn't get out of there. That's very interesting. So maybe at the end of that point, when the Kali Yisrael felt like, okay, we're settled in there, we're steady, then all of a sudden they could conceptualize Torah. I didn't think about that. That's a great idea. Because it says that the Ashira also comes only from joy. You can't sing if you're not happy. You sing a lot? Awesome. I want to hear your halos. I want to hear a halal from you. Okay, yeah, no problem. What is Torah and Mayim mean to you? What does that mean? What does it mean that in Mayim ala Torah?
Let me give you a story that might explain something.
Here it comes. This is what I'm here for. You know, this is what we do together, so I can have your stories. I'm letting you know.
Go. Thank you.
This is the Chaburah.
As you know, Eli was out about a week and a half ago or something.
Is it a week and a half already? Wow.
Yeah, it's a week.
Okay. Abba, you heard? Eli Wiesel. You know Eli Wiesel passed away. Elie Wiesel passed away. So go ahead. He's going to say a story.
I called, as soon as I heard it on the radio, I called my daughter, who's a nurse in New York.
Okay.
And she said, I know already. And she didn't sound good. And we're talking a couple of minutes. I said, wait a minute, you're at home. You're supposed to be at work at this time of the day. She said, they let us go early. She says, I was Elie Wiesel's nurse for the last 8 months.
He died in New York?
He died at Columbia University.
I didn't know that.
My daughter's the head of the cancer unit night shift.
But what I didn't miss.
His daughter is the head of the cancer unit night shift, and Elie Wiesel, and they were taking care of Elie Wiesel.
Oh, really?
And she says the first time she went in there to give her, when we first brought in, he hardly talked to her. How are you? Fine. How are you doing? Fine. He didn't answer it. The next time she decided she walked in the next day, she started speaking Hebrew and Yiddish to him. And she said it was a totally.
She speaks Yiddish?
A few words here and there.
Yeah.
You know, a few words. So they asked her where she learned. They asked her a few other questions. And he said, all right, what do you learn now? She says, nothing particular. She says, fine, we'll learn about what the halachas of life are.
Halachas of life?
Life. What does that
what
mean?
What does life mean in halacha?
Very interesting.
She says that he was sitting there and spouting halacha wow. and post-scheme and everything else right up by the heart.
Unbelievable.
She says it was 8 months and they were wonderful. She says he didn't
8 months?
8 months he was in the hospital.
You're kidding me. What a life. 8 months.
For 8 months.
No, but he wasn't there the whole time. When did
no, no, the last few months he was there. For
what, he had cancer?
Yeah, apparently. I didn't know either.
Yeah. And she said... I learned says, that's more with him in that period of time
wow.
than I learned in my years of school.
Wow, 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 wow.
She said he gave meaning to the to what he was teaching.
I asked him, what is Mayim? And the connection between Mayim and Torah for him. And this is a story he says. Just spouting. Just as that.
Just talking.
He felt like it was his lifeblood.
And you run into a lot of people who are survivors of the war that still remember the Torah they learned as little
yeah.
kids.
Yeah, the Gersa Diankasa, right.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing what they remember.
Right.
Did she record any of these?
That's what I was going to say also. I was going to
say question.
To have, that would have been priceless. That would have been priceless. Okay, let's get going on the next the piece. Okay, v'hayotzim v'droshos chazal. What comes out of this whole thing, v'psukim elim, these verses, shehatnai, we're by the base, Shahatnai Harishon Vayachal Torah. If you want to have a connection to Torah, you guys come in nights after a long day. You're busy. You're tired. You have things to do. Other people, everybody else is curling up with a good book, and you come to Beis Medrash. But you want to have a connection to the Torah? He's going to tell you what to do. What's the first condition for to be connected to Torah? You come here every night.
Yeah.
You're most nefesh. What's the first connection?
You want to be connected.
You want to be connected. Let's see how he goes. Let's see how he says it. Shetanai vishon vayachal Torah hu mimidbar matana. First thing is from the concept of going from a midbar to matana. Kivan. Sheosa adam es atzma kimidbar. Person makes himself like a midbar. Shu mufgar lakol. He's open for everybody. Torah nitin lo b'matar. He gets the Torah as a gift. V'nachla ola l'gdola. And then he gets the nachla and he goes up to greatness. V'aderech zev etzino od b'parsha zuch shechazal. And on this derech, we find further for the Sha'amar Chazal said, ala pasak, zot hatara adam ki amut ba'ohel. Right? This is much earlier in the Torah. They actually read it, was it this morning? No, tomorrow morning. And then we read it yesterday. This is the Torah, when a man dies in the tent. What does that mean? Ein divrei Torah mitkaimin, the only way you could internalize and stick with the Torah, al b'mi shememit atzmo aleh. This is a hard phrase for me. It always is a hard phrase. You have to kill yourself. You have to have
but
no life.
Kill yourself doesn't necessarily mean physically.
Oh.
Kill it means
push yourself.
So push yourself. So
right.
push yourself. You come home at the end of the day
and
say, I'm dead.
Right. Exactly right. Exactly right. And but you guys do that. You have these long days and then you come in to Beis Medrash. And even though you're dead, you still come in for Torah. Unbelievable. Okay, it's me. It's my.
Depends who the Maggid Shear is.
Sometimes Maggid Shear will kill you. You know, sometimes it's like, sure, okay. I like to say that about davening. It says, the tefillos b'makam karbonos tiknum. They were sound, they were karbonos in the base of Mikdash, and so now we have tefillos instead. She said, every davening, somebody's got to be a karbon. Somebody's got to go up there. And so sometimes, the whole tzibur is a karbon, depending on who the Baal Tefillah is. Right? And we have to explain this. So why does a person have to kill himself? Al HaTorah. Somebody just makes himself hefker, only does. Now, I want you guys to answer before we see what he says. Why does a person have to kill himself? Why does it have to be that way? The Torah is the Torah, and it should be a lima like everything else. What do
but
you
it's
say?
It's not easy. Learning Torah is not easy.
It has to be that way? Why does it have to be that way?
Because the Torah is the ultimate truth. We as human beings are looking to search to understand that ultimate truth. And that's why you get different interpretations.
Right, because truth is multifaceted.
And, exactly.
But why does it have to be hard? Why do you have to kill yourself for it?
Because if we didn't have to work for it, we would take it for granted. We would think it's
a
big
be
deal. It's,
you're saying as far as worth.
It can't be spoon-fed to us.
You're saying the only way you're really going to be machshav, the only way you're really going to
appreciate it.
No pain, no gain.
Right.
I like it, Doc. Good work ethic. Okay, remind me not to work for you. I'm kidding. Okay, so let's see.
I had a better analogy before,
yes.
A sports analogy. But it'll come to me.
Okay, interrupt us. We're here doing this together. Okay, so why is it? Od Amar Chazal, and now we're about two-thirds of the way through that paragraph. Od Amar Chazal, in Brachotei, in these same parentheses, and the Gemara says in Brachos, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer. Oh, the Heilige Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Shalosh Matanot Tovot Natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. The Jews got three gifts from God. V'kulon lo nanan ela ayidei Yisrael. Here it comes again. The only way you can get them is through difficulty, challenges. The Elohein, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, V'olam Haba. Three things God gave us, and all of them come with challenges. It didn't say hard work, right? It didn't say hard work anymore. It just says it's going to be difficult.
Yes.
I don't care. This one was like you're saying, like you have to really appreciate it. The Torah, only through difficulties. Israel is only given to us through difficulties, and Olam Haba is only given to us through difficulties. But Tzorach B'ir, we have to say, Matana hi b'chinam. It says a person gets matana, right? He gets his matana.
Supposed to be a freebie.
Why does it say that it comes through challenges? Second paragraph. Ubir ha'inin. Ready? The gimel dvarim elu. These three things. Biotam inyanim gvohim bioter. Since they're so lofty. Yesh bem bimyuchad achizat hachitzonim. Something which is really holy. Okay, this is very interesting. It has the everything. Something which is holy is also delicate. And something which is so holy, it has what's called a chiz of the chitzonim, exterior. I don't know if we're going to go through, explore this together. But the outside forces have a hold on it; they can get involved with our understanding it. I don't know yet. We'll see where, a little bit where it goes, and we'll flesh it out. This is similar to like the highest davening. Sometimes we say in Aramaic, right? Because it says the malachim donas. There's such a concept of when something very special is happening. It's a very dangerous time. When something special happens, then you have to be super sensitive. It's almost like crystal, you know. When you bring out the nice, you know, your fine china, it's easy to break. How do you protect it? The only way to stay away from the chitzonim from the sitra achra, he shuhudi yachnia et ochomer. A person pushes down, subjugates the physicality. Interesting. Shachizas hachitzonim. The only way the exterior anything could attach to your avoda, to your service of God, to your pure want to be close to God, is when there is an emphasis on exterior in itself, physicality. Here it goes. And therefore, kasha yehudi mevatel et hachomer v'hayeshut. When a person lets go of the physicality, and lets go of his ego, yesh is, there is, lets go of his ego. Shemesham atzmo, shemesim atzmo kemid, by makes himself like a hefker, lekol, completely hefker. Umeimit atzmo, he kills himself aleha. Atzlo nesheret bo kol atzmit, he has nothing left of, it's not about him anymore. Shuv in bo achizat echitzonim, then there's nothing exterior which can grab it. Shekol shlitatam, their whole power, he rak be yeshut. Only when you think a lot of yourself, that's what happens. Va'ach shebitul at the kol yeshuto, he let himself go entirely, bechinat ayin, to concept of nothing. Ve'enu nechshav leklum, a few lines from the bottom of the page. And he's not considered anything be'eni atzmo in his own eyes, but le'memenu achizat chitzonim, nothing can touch him anymore. We're going to finish a paragraph and then we'll talk this out. V'hukum supar al ha'vav ha'kadosh me'avritz, the avritzer, okay? Zichron levracha. There's a story. Bizman harasha gadol. Oh, I think, did we speak about that one time? Bizman harasha gadol b'tzvat. When there's a big earthquake, I think we spoke about this one, you guys, with you, I did it. When there's a big earthquake in Tzfat, many people died. He said to his students, that they were there, everybody lay down. Nobody was hurt. Lay down again. He said, they asked him, how did he know? He saw that the stones, they were not falling vertically. Ella levochav. They're shooting across the rooms
horizontally.
The heaven says, "Sitra Acha, Shalat Iskam." He said, "Whoa, there's something here about Sitra Acha." The negative Sitra Acha, and when you're dealing with, so what are you doing here? The Sitra Acha, who's getting involved and he's shooting these things across, he saw it wasn't something natural. The way out of it is to let yourself go entirely to God. You have to make it nothing. How do you do that? Physical manifestation is that hit the ground. Become one to God, just let yourself go. Therefore, he said, lay down. What does he say? We're going to just fill you in, just very quickly. Is that he said that what we know from now in is if you want to have connection with Torah, maybe with Shabbos also, all these things, you have to make yourself completely humble. He says that three things are given by Yisroel. What are the three things that are given? Only three Yisroel through hardships? Not Israel, Israel. Yeah, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yes, yeah, go ahead. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and? Olam Haba. There you go. Brachas. Hey, Madalef. Awesome. You're on it. So he says that's what he quoted. He says, why? Why do you need it? These things have to come through difficulty? He says, it's going to be a matana. What does Torah, what does a person have to make himself like Hefger? And he says, in the beginning of the parasha, we said, a person doesn't get Torah until he kills himself over it. Why do you have to kill yourself? So he says this concept. He says that as long as a person is into his physicality, as long as a person is into himself, he has some gaiva, then this very sensitive time, it's almost like it has to be completely sterile of any of me. It has to be only about the spirituality. As soon as some of me is in it, because this thing is so lofty, then the whole thing will fall apart. I want to get you guys input on this one because it's a hard concept. Again, he says that when something holy is happening, then there's then it's almost like surgery. I think things have to be so pristine and so clean, sterile. When something sensitive is happening, when we're getting to the lifeblood of the world, then things have to be absolutely sterile. There has to be no part of you involved. Abi, you want to grab something to drink? Okay. What's he saying? It loses everything. The whole thing crumbles. Now, so he says a person has to be. It's based on a hard concept.
And yeah, we have to grow individuals. We should have our chelik and Torah. There should be some of our individuality and our own learning at the same time.
So I don't think he's talking about. The Gemara says that originally Torah is called Hashem's Torah, and then it says Torah So Yeg. When a person works on it, then it becomes his Torah. A person doesn't have to in Adam Lomit Elav Makom Shel B'Chafetz. A person only learns what really speaks to him. That's certainly true, but he's talking about any kind of any ego problem is what really we're referring to. When he really assigns something to himself that I deserve, or I can make myself great, or anything like that, then it's over. So a person, this is exactly what Rambam says. Rambam says, right, there are two things a person has to distance himself. Usually a person has to go in the Shvila Zahav, right in the middle. It has to be in the middle of the road of everything. He said there's two things, run away from anger and gaiva. Anger and haughtiness. This is a concept of haughtiness here. From haughtiness, a person has to go away entirely. If he has any part of him in it, the whole thing's going to fall apart, which is very hard. It's a hard concept. But Nachum used to say, you'd get up every morning and he'd say, the Hashem, take over my body. It's all yours. Everything I do today is all yours. You manage my limbs today. He understood that nothing's coming from him. I don't know. We're a couple steps away from that. That's what he says. Ulechein. When on Kuf Chav Zayin. Ein divrei Torah mitkaimim ela b'mish memit atzmo aleha. Torah only sticks to somebody who kills himself on it. Shevkdei lizkot lematana shel Torah. In order to get the gift of Torah, tzorach shiyamit et kol yeshuto v'chumiyuto. He has to kill everything about that is about him in it. It's about my own personal investment or any physicality. He can't have any. You know, he can't be in it for the money. He can't be in it because of the kavod. He can't be any of these things. V'hu adin b'inin Eretz Yisrael. Same thing with Israel. Eretz Yisrael k'di'ita b'torat avot, like it says in Parshat Shlach. Some of us were here. If anybody here for Shlach, we learned this piece. This is actually the piece we learned then. Miran Hasav Kedishim Melkovich. We learned from this Zochel Tzigan Elenu. That he says, "Ala pasuk tova haaretz ma'od ma'od." The land is very, very good. What's very, very? Do you remember Pirkei Avot? Shemas Mechanezem Ma'im Chazal. He puts avos in this. Ma'od ma'od avi shval ruach. In order to get Israel, in order to connect to Israel, a person has to be so humble. He has to be nothing about him. It's all about God. It's all about the spirituality. It's all about the bigger cause of humanity. Behind the dezeshu ma'od ma'od shval ruach, by being very, very low, by somebody who just has nothing about himself, who zocha lekudushat Eretz Yisrael. That's when he gets the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. That's when he feels it. The guy goes to Israel and he wants to be in touch. The way to do it is to understand that it's not about him. He can't be going for the good spots. He can't be going for the wicked. He has to be going there just for the spiritual connection, just for God. I want to be there because I want to connect to God. That's it. Then he gets the light of Israel.
You're not going there for the money, that's for sure.
Some people do. Some people do.
You don't joke about how you make a small fortune.
No. Come with a big one. This is disheartening. Don't say that. Okay? We're going to push everybody to Aliyah. Okay. Like it says, well, I haven't seen this one, in the Zohar. Oh, yes. The Eretz Canaan. Why it's called Eretz Canaan? Canaanites. So that's why the Torah refers to it consistently. Humility, submissiveness. Shirak linichnaim, only those who are humble. That's only, there's only people who can connect to Israel. Even if you don't live in Israel, if you're humble, you're connected to Israel. There is the land of the humble ones. Rak elu shemekamin ma'od ma'od habishval ruach v'heim mechinet ayin. Only those who are humble, and they make themselves like nothing. Avram tova ha'aretz ma'od. They can understand how good Israel is. V'heim zochem l'kedushata, and they merit its holiness. U'kumochen b'olam haba. We said it so far with Torah. We said it so far with Israel. Same thing with olam haba. In she'inyan olam haba, hu tzadikim yoshvim v'tzotehem b'reshehem. Holy people, they sit and they have crowns. V'nenem zivashchin, it's all about God. Because man sheesh badam chomer, somebody's a little bit physical. He loves his cholent, and he enjoys it so much. He just can't. He's gonna. This is a very important concept in psychology in general, Judaism specifically. You can only have one love in your life. If you love physicality, then you're missing something in your love for spirituality. You can have one passion. You can only have one passion. Either it's for spirituality, it's for physicality, or something else. For somebody who's purely intellectual, they love the intellectual stimulation. They're going to miss something. You have to know what your one passion is. So as he says, somebody who loves physicality, he's missing something. He's not going to be able to enjoy God. That's what it says, these three gifts, lo nitna ela yidei yisroel, these things are only given through difficulty, through challenge. She'inin yisroel was a challenge. Who zichoch, it purifies, zichoch hachom, it purifies the physicality. You can be a physical person, but it shouldn't be part of it. When you have your yisroel, it breaks you a little bit. It makes you humble. It makes you, you know, your priorities. It makes you reassess your priorities. Prioritize. Because we want you to be able to get the spirituality, the matana, the gift. Same thing with Shabbos. Which is our taste of olam haba in this word. He said three things. What are the three things again?
Main olam haba.
Main olam haba. What is this? What are the three things you only get from your sermon? Olam haba. Main olam haba also. Shabbos. You only get Shabbos also. This is the funniest. This is the hardest part. We all know every Shabbos is the craziest time of the whole week. I don't care how late Shabbos comes in. Always running. It says, the Gemara says, that the Yetzer Har of Kas rules on Shabbos. You're always snapping. There was actually Eli Lapian. He had different Musar Vadim in the yeshiva. And he had two levels. One of them was that the 2 hours, the lower level for the Bachar Mor, was that for 2 hours before Shabbos, they couldn't say one word of Kepeda or Kas or something anger, any anger before Shabbos, 2 hours before Shabbos. The higher level shir was they weren't allowed to think, have any thoughts of anger or frustration 2 hours before Shabbos. But we're all broken a little bit before Shabbos. Why are you broken before Shabbos? Hashem couldn't make an easier day. Like, do me a favor, I have to go crazy. And the day from morning to night, you run, mikvah guys, or not mikvah guys, are shopping, and you forget something. Even this Shabbos, we plan to take on early Erev Shabbos. Then my wife's like, wait, we need paper go. So we ran out, we missed the Erev, you know what I mean? Yeah, you're running around, you're like coming, you're sweating, even after you went to the shower 3 times. Something always breaks on Erev Shabbos. Something has to happen. It's because of this. Hashem wants you to get Olam Haba. He wants you to be able to taste it. He breaks your physicality a little bit. You know what happens more than this? My brother-in-law would say this. Shlomi would say this. He says, look, the holiest day of the year, it's the Leil Seder. All of our Amunah for the whole year is coming in this night. Everything you want to give to your kids and your grandkids comes in this night. Our Mesorah comes through the Leil Seder. And what a day. From the morning to the night, you're burning, you find more chametz than the kid, than the Haggalah, and the Tefillah, and the this and that. Are you kidding me? And sending it to the Seder. It's crazy. The last things you're pulling out of the garage and you change it, the thing you, and then you find the sandwich in your daughter's backpack and forget it. The thing is just like absolutely nuts. That always happens, right? That always happens. And then she's like walking around.
To my house.
Right? Everybody's house. And the craziest day. Hashem breaks to let you know that it's his day. That night is a gift. You want to taste it, you have to let go of yourself a little bit. You have to know, this has nothing to do with me. I couldn't have gotten through this day. I'm ready to go to sleep, actually. I'm over. This is all about God. That's what it says. Same thing. It's a taste of olam haba. We're going to come into it this Friday. You're going to come in Friday night, and you're going to be wiped, and you're going to remember that this is really what God wants. Let go of a little bit of yourself. It says from the Baal Shem, Hakadosh is chosig and aleinu. His marriage protect us al maimer chazal. From what it says in Ksuvis, meit be'er Shabbat siman yafelo. Talks about all different times when a person dies. It says when a person dies in Erev Shabbos, it's a good thing. A person is, what the Gemara talks about is his neshama goes right into Gan Eden, doesn't have any of the yisurim of Gehenna. He says, "Dahainu shibebo haShabbat, when Shabbos comes, every erev Shabbos, mevatol kayushuto kamet, make yourself like a dead man. Let yourself go. Let it go. Zeu simon yafeh. That's the most beautiful thing. Lahekaneis beemtzu otol Shabbos Kodesh, to go through that into Shabbos." Behind the fish, Shabbos Kodesh, Gamkin Olam Haba, because Shabbos is like Olam Haba. V'lo nidna elai deyosun, only comes through hardships, only comes through a Friday. V'zeu amru umavidmar tana, and from the midbar, from the desert, the hardships, the emptiness, there's nothing there. That's when you get the gift. Shikolin yanam elo, all these things heimechinet tchilatan hishtadlut. Start to trying by day yisurim, but through yisurim, that's the hishtadlut. V'sofan matana, at the end, God will just give it to you. Okay, I can keep going, but it's up to you guys. Anybody need to go? You can wait more than 3. Okay, see ya. All right.
Oh, the sports analogy.
Yes,
you have to. You want to be hungry for Torah.
Yes.
And if you're not hungry, then you're not interested. Then it's not going to work.
Right.
So lahavdil, these baseball players.
Yeah.
Football players, whatever. They get these $1 million contracts. They're hungry, and as soon as they get their contracts, the next year they usually don't do well.
Oh, really? Is that?
That's been
evidence of that. That happens. Okay.
They're doing well.
They lose the motivation
until they get these major contracts.
Awesome.
They left it all on the floor. All their energy.
Yeah. Right. Right.
When you're a champion, it's nothing with grace.
Right.
You've worked at it, but you've exhausted yourself.
Entirely kill yourself. You got to kill yourself.
These guys across the finish line, a marathon.
Exactly. Right. We have to draw on these. Okay. Okay, let's finish it up. Ubimaimer hakasuv be'er chafur sarim karua nedive am, and the Torah says the be'er, the well that was dug by the princes, that was carved out by the nedivim, b'mechokib b'mashnotanim b'medamir tana, and it was also carved by those with the b'mechokik, with the person who made the laws, with his walking staff and midbar tana, nichlalim kolinyani avodat v'hishtalut shatorach lezeh. Including those words itself, everything you need to do, all the efforts you need to make, which are necessary for this. In the end, giata Torah, working hard in Torah. Kamarumas belashon be'er chafaruha, digging. Sarim karuha, another type of digging. Nidiviam b'mechokek chikuk asam in grave b'mashanotam. All these verbs talk about hard work. Shuinian yigia haTorah means yigia haTorah, working hard on Torah. Shein divrei Torah mitkaimim, they don't last. Only somebody who kills himself over it, who lets go of everything else in order to learn the Torah. He kills his physicality by working hard. Like I was telling them before, when you guys are out, you guys have long days. And you come in at night, exhausted. Your wife is like, no, I need you here. I can't, I need to learn something. She understands. She sends you out of the house, right? But she understands. But you just squeeze out the last bit of yourself to learn. That's exactly what he's talking about. Vinyana sheni hu mimidbar. Second concept has to be mimidbar. Shemes imatz mo hefker lekol kamidbar. You have to make yourself humble, like a midbar. Shemavata legamet yeshuto lein and go all of your ego bechinat ein. Like there's nothing left of me. Somebody cuts you off, just let it go. Mekoch beit matrego to elu. When you have these two things, the hard work, and you let go of your ego, yigiat haTorah ubitel atzmo. Working hard in Torah and letting yourself go bechinat ein until there's nothing left of you. Then nothing exterior is going to be able to get in your way. It's going to happen. You're going to be connected. Like it says in Zohar, the last words of the Shira, and from Bamot is Hagai. Kad Baranash is Dabik Beraita. When a man connects to Torah, Viativ Bromi Alma, and he's standing on the heights of the world, then he has to be careful to lower himself, to subjugate himself, to humble himself, began the Yitzra Bisha, because of this bad Yitzer, Katigura, which attacks, the Mekatrik Ilave, which attacks him, Lo Yishlot Ilave La'asta Ale. Don't let it rule over him, to let it turn to him. Valda V'matagai. That means from the heights, person has to be humble. Ibayle Me'ebed Kigai. If you want to, it wants to make you somebody who's haughty. Hainu. She'im Haromumut. Vahit'alut lebechinat bamot, that with this a spiritual high that you're going to get when a person works on and he gets Shabbos, when a person works and he gets Torah, and a person works and he finally feels connected, shemasig ayedei haTorah, they get through the Torah, yeah, shavur bekirbo, he has to be broken inside. There's nothing more whole, right, than a broken heart. There's nothing more whole than a broken heart. Sha'az ein li yitzhar shlitavi chizabi turato. Then the yitzhar can't get to you. Ukumosh kasev sham b'hem shalach. It says in the continuation, begain diyit paresh minei ahu diativ b'stei Moav. In order that that one who sits in the sada of Moav will leave you. Vada yitzhar bisha. Vada yitzhar bisha de ikri lot. Visharya b'moav. Okay, these are high stuff. I don't know what this stuff. That is the bad yetzer, which is called Lot, which is sitting in Moav. Vizel inyan. I don't know what that is. I don't know that thing about Lot. Vizel inyan kol ha-matanot ha-ilu. That's what all these gifts are talking about. Shnatan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, the God gave them to the Jews. Shetchilatan hishtadlut. All of them have to do with your effort and your want and your breaking yourself and your letting go of things. V'niknot ayidei yisurin, they acquire to you the way you own them, they incorporate them, is through hardships. Hainu ayidei bitul hayesh, by letting yourself go, la'ashem yitbaruch to Hashem. You step into your dam, you say, Hashem, take over. It's yours. I just don't want to have a potato. I don't want to have any frustrations with anybody. It does mean, sha'az, ein l'sitra achash shum, achizabot, then you're safe, and you're going to be in a place where you can really, really connect and you get the matana.